This podcast is one in a series of audiovisual presentations produced by the Malta Tourism Observatory. The series covers a number of different topics that relate to the work conducted by the Observatory in connection with the implementation of Malta's tourism strategy 2021 to 2030. For more information, visit our website or social media pages. Podcast 1. The Malta Tourism Observatory. Malta's tourism strategy to 2030 is an ambitious endeavour aimed at placing the Maltese tourism industry on a stronger foundation to face the challenges and be prepared for the opportunities of the coming years. This strategy was published in 2021 at a time when COVID-19 still posed a threat to human activity and created additional uncertainty to the travel industry in the light of newly emerged variants, booster dose rollouts, and vaccination rates in Malta's source markets. This is a tourism strategy based on the three pillars of recovering, rethinking, and revitalizing. These are three overlapping pillars through which we shall seek to recover tourism to its previous level of economic activity, whilst undertaking a thorough rethinking of Malta's strategic approach to the industry, with the aim of revitalizing it to enable it to face the future from a stronger position. It is a follow-up on the shorter-term tourism recovery strategy, which was launched on the 30th of March 2021, and which we executed in our bid to reopen tourism and recover activity on the basis of enhanced connectivity. The cautious easing of travel restrictions by only allowing fully vaccinated tourists to visit Malta, and the stimulation of those travel motivational segments which are most likely to travel during the current circumstances. This is a strategy in which the principles of quality, sustainability, the matching of visitor satisfaction needs with host population sentiment, efficient connectivity, managing accommodation development, addressing industry HR issues, branding, and capitalizing on the opportunities emerging from digitalization are all placed at the forefront of our thinking. GOZO is given the importance it deserves through the specific inclusion of a strategy highlighting its distinctive nature as a standalone destination. In terms of chronology, the strategy initially focused on recovery with the objective of closing the gap between losses and the critical mass of volume necessary to bring tourism activity back to acceptable levels of operation and profitability. While we were rebuilding volumes, a rethinking approach was put in place, with the objective of revitalizing tourism in a process which will be rolled out during the strategy's lifetime. This is a tourism strategy which is very ambitious. It has been formulated on the basis of a thorough analysis of the evolution of the Maltese tourism industry over more than 7 decades and an in-depth analysis of a wide range of international and domestic factors deemed to have an influence on Maltese tourism in the coming years. It is designed on the premise of incorporating evolutionary trends with sustainable scenarios to ensure that a long-term vision of a tourism industry which seamlessly integrates with the country's socio-economic needs by embracing a wide range of horizontal attributes, ranging from the developmental to the environmental, infrastructural, digital, social, traditional, gastronomical, and motivational, amongst others. This is a strategy which is based on a huge number of deliverables. Thus, it is a document which does not stop at the top level with a list of strategic objectives, but breaks down each of the 22 strategies into objectives, goals, and actions. This ensures that what may be otherwise dismissed as a nebulous set of deliverables is actually tied to clear goals and actions which will need to be delivered during the strategy's lifetime. The strategy thus features 13 strategic challenges, 11 strategic targets, each linked to a specific set of sustainable development goals, and 22 individual strategies grouped under economic, GOZO, marketing, segmentation, branding, environmental, accommodation, quality, human resources, conventions, governance, and implementation. The 22 strategies feature no less than 125 goals and 245 actions emerging from such goals. This makes it a strategy in which deliverables and commitments are measurable and benchmarkable. Upon publishing this strategy, we immediately look towards its execution and implementation. In this respect, we have set up a structure, the Malta Tourism Observatory, tasked with overseeing the delivery of the strategy. The observatory seeks to operate within the framework of the UNWTO's International Network of Sustainable Tourism Observatories, and besides working on the execution and implementation of the various strategies, it will also create opportunities for collaboration with the relevant stakeholders, including industry, academia, NGOs, and other public entities to ensure the widest possible participation in the strategy's execution and lifetime. Tourism continues to be a very important contributor to Maltese economic and social well-being. It brings out the best of what our country has to offer in terms of hospitality, natural and cultural diversity, creative innovation, and participative experiences. This strategy aims to enhance all that makes Malta unique and attractive to tourists, whilst addressing those elements which need attention to ensure that tourism continues to be an economic powerhouse in the years to come.